This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi alihi dhati azim al-sifati sami'i simati kabir al-sha'n. Jalil al-qadir al-rafi'i al-dhikri muta'i al-amri jalil al-burhan. فخيم الاسم غزيل العلم وسيل حلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوت بشرح صدر ورفع الذكر وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين وادعوه فإنه مجيب الداعين واستغفروه يمددكم بأموال وبنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله مع الصابرين. One of the very foundational terms that the Quran uses and that the Prophet ﷺ exemplified, and it is a key characteristic of the believers that is demanded of us within the Quran and from the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ, is the quality of a sabr. Sabr, a lot of times we translate it roughly or loosely as patience. And while patience is a part of a sabr, it's more than that. And there's more built into the meaning of this very powerful word. Linguistically, the word sabr also has the meaning of restraint. Al-habsu. To restrain something. The word sabr, Ar-Raghib al-Isfahani, the great linguist, who has defined the terminology of the Qur'an, he says, al-imsaku fi dhiqin, that it is for something to not move and stay in place, no matter how challenging the situation becomes, but something does not budge, no matter how much strain or how much pressure is applied to it. Al-Fayroz Abadi, another one of the great linguists, he says that the concept of sabr is something that is at the root and at the core of many, many different terms that we use in the Arabic language and that the Qur'an uses as well. But sabr is at the core of so many other noteworthy concepts that we have in our religion. He says that if someone is able to hold themselves steady in the midst of adversity and difficulty, فَإِنْ كَانَ حَبْسُ النَّفْسِ لِمُصِيبَةٍ سُمِّيَ صَبْرًا. We call it sabr. وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي مُحَارِبَةٍ سُمِّيَ شُجَاعَةً. That in combat or in war, if someone conducts themselves courageously, then that is oftentimes referred to as shuja'a, bravery, courage. But sabr is at the core and at the heart of that. وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي فُضُولِ الْعَيْشِ سُمِّيَ زُهْدًا. If someone is able to resist the temptations of worldly life and is able to cast off excessiveness in terms of how they live their lives, luxury and excessiveness, we call that zuhud, asceticism. But he says sabr is at the core of it. وَإِنْ كَانَ عَنْ شَهْوَةِ الْفَرْجِ سُمِّيَ عِفَّةً. If somebody is able to resist lust and temptation, then that is referred to as عِفَّة, in the Arabic language, but again, sabr is at the core of it. Sabr is the essence of it. وَإِنْ كَنَ عَنْ إِجَابَةِ دَاعِي الْغَضَبِ سُمْيَا حِلْمًا. If someone is able to resist the urge to lash out at someone and to unleash their anger upon someone, to avenge something, then that is called hilm, forbearance. But once again, sabr is at the heart and at the core of it. And al-jahil, who's another one of the great linguists of the Arabic language, defining this terminology of the Qur'an, he says, الصَّبْرُ عَنِ الشَّدَائِدِ خُلُقٌ مُرَكَّبٌ مِنَ الْوَقَارِ وَالشُّجَاعَةِ. That being patient in the face of adversity is not one quality or one characteristic. It is a compound, it is a complex combination of various characteristics that requires many, many things. A few of them being dignity and courage. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the most remarkable of people in the Qur'an, who are the prophets and the messengers. One of their key traits and characteristics is patience. Allah says about them, وَكُلُّمْ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. They were all patient. Allah says, فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Allah commands the Prophet ﷺ, practice that patience, that sabr, that the great prophets and messengers that came before you, they practiced. Allah says about Ayyub alayhi salam, who is the exemplar when it comes to sabr, إِنَّا وَجَدْنَاهُ صَابِرًا. We found him to be remarkable in terms of his patience and fortitude. And the great scholar Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala in Madarij al-Salikin, he says that patience, sabr is ثَبَاتُ الْقَلْبِ عِنْدَ مَوَارِدِ الْإِطْطِرَارِ. It is for your heart to hold steady to Allah, even when the whole world around you is shaking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala says that Allah has mentioned sabr more than 90 times in the whole Qur'an. And Allah has combined this sabr, patience, with prayer as the ultimate remedy and solution to when someone is facing difficulty. One of the great ways in which the remarkable people before us qualified in the eyes of God to be leaders of humanity, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, that we made them leaders who were guided, or that would guide others by our command, لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, when they demonstrated patience. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, أَلَا إِنَّ الصَّبْرَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ بِمَنْزِلَةِ الرَّأْسِ مِنَ الْجَسَدِ. He says, patience, sabr, fortitude, strength, courage, forbearance, stability, all of this, sabr, he says, its place when it comes to a person's faith is like the head and the body. فَإِذَا انْقَطَعَ الرَّأْسُ بَانَ الْجَسَدُ. If the head is removed from the body becomes useless. ثُمَّ رَفَعَ صَوْتَهُ. And then Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu raised his voice and he said, أَلَا لَا إِيمَانَ لِمَنْ لَا صَبْرَ لَهُ. أَلَا لَا إِيمَانَ لِمَنْ لَا صَبْرَ لَهُ. That the person who cannot demonstrate sabr, that kind of patience and stability and strength, and have courage and reliance upon Allah, especially when things are difficult and challenging, that person really has no faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an time and time again mentions patience. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَى. In ayah number 177 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayatul Birr, in which Allah talks about all the remarkable and exemplary qualities and characteristics of pious people. Allah mentions وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَى. And not to get too much into the technical details, but Allah highlights this quality amongst all their other qualities. Allah says that they pray. Allah says they give charity. Allah says that they keep their word. Amongst all of these things, Allah highlights this quality. That's why it's in a different status than all the other characteristics that Allah mentions. نَصَّبَهُ لِلْمَدْحِ. That Allah mentions that the people that are patient in the face of difficulty and adversity, they especially are the pious and righteous people. Wasbiru, Allah says, practice patience. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin, Allah is with the people who are patient. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Allah commands the Prophet ﷺ to congratulate people who demonstrate their strength and their courage and their patience. Allah says in Surah Al-Ra'd, وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ وَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً That the people who are patient for the sake of Allah, Allah promises them the promise of the life of the hereafter, that the final abode, the best abode, paradise will be theirs. وَاللَّهُ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ And maybe the greatest promise of Allah that is mentioned within the Qur'an is that Allah says, and what Allah says is true, what Allah says is His promise, and what Allah says will never ever be defied. And Allah says that Allah is always with, Allah has always been, Allah is, and Allah always will be with the people who conduct themselves with this patience, this sabr. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُكُمْ شَيْئًا And even if the whole world plots and plans against you, when you have patience, and you have God consciousness, لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُكُمْ شَيْئًا The plotting and the planning of the whole world will not harm you in the least bit. وَاتَّبِعْ مَا يُوحَى إِلَيْكَ And when the situation becomes challenging and difficult, Allah says that follow the guidance that has been sent to you. Follow this Qur'an. Live your life according to this Qur'an. وَاصْبِرْ And practice patience. حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَنَا حَتَّى يَحْكُمَ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ Until Allah makes the final decision. And Allah is indeed the best of those who will bring the final decision. وَاصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Practice patience. For Allah will never ever waste the reward. Allah will never let the reward of those people go to waste who practiced that patience for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet ﷺ is our role model and our exemplar. And when we look through the life of the Prophet ﷺ, even before revelation, when the Prophet ﷺ was a child, the loss of his mother, the loss of his grandfather, we see the patience of the Prophet ﷺ. When he proclaimed his message, and his own family, his own people turned against him, تَبَّنْ لَكَ يَا مُحَمَّدَ جَمَعْتَنَا لِهَذَا He demonstrated that patience. When the Prophet ﷺ lost the people that were most near and dear to him in this world, his uncle Abu Talib, who had raised him and protected him, his wife, his partner in life, the mother of his children of 25 years, Khadijatul Kubra, our mother radiallahu ta'ala anha. Look at the patience of the Prophet ﷺ. When the Prophet ﷺ was stoned, rocks were thrown at him for 3 miles while he walked. And he bled so profusely that his sandals became soaked in his own blood. He had patience. He was strong. When the Prophet ﷺ, there was an assassination attempt on him. And they tried to kill him in the middle of the night. And the Prophet ﷺ had to leave quietly and hide out in a cave for 3 days. Look at the strength and the conviction of the Prophet ﷺ. When the Prophet ﷺ had to travel through the desert with bounty hunters at his heels, the strength and the conviction of the Prophet ﷺ. When the Prophet ﷺ had to lead 313 companions into the battle who had no supplies and no equipment against 1,000 soldiers that were armed from head to toe, look at the patience of the Prophet ﷺ and his strength and his courage and his bravery and his trust and his reliance upon Allah. And time again, الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ And this kind of patience is only achievable and can only be done when one really and truly puts their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this remarkable quality, as amazing as it sounds, it's not easy. It's extremely difficult. In a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, "As-sabru fihi mithlu qabdin 'ala al-jamr." That practicing patience in tests and trials is like holding a burning piece of charcoal in your hand. The Prophet ﷺ asked, what is iman? And he said, as-sabr was-samaha, that you'll have to be patient and you'll have to let a lot of things go. The Prophet ﷺ told the companions, you will face great difficulties and adversities after I'm gone. Great challenges will come your way. فَاصْبِرُوا حَتَّى تَلْقَوْنِي عَلَى الْحَوْضِ. But always be patient and be strong. Be courageous. Put your faith and trust in Allah. And know for a fact that you will meet me at the fountain. You will meet me at the fountain of Al-Kawthar, where I will give you water and will embrace you and will welcome you to the promise of Allah. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, إِذَا حَبَّ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا ابْتَلَاهُمْ. When Allah loves a people, He tests them. فَمَنْ صَبَرَ فَلَهُ الصَّبْرُ. And whoever is patient, then that patience is that person's reward. That person's faith will grow in that moment. وَمَنْ جَزَعَ فَلَهُ الْجَزَعُ. But if somebody panics and somebody moves from their principles and what they believe in, then they only have more misery to look forward to. Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu said something really remarkable about patience. He said, "As-sabru matiyatun la takbu." Sabr is the kind of resource. Right? We talk about resources and, you know, we talk about resources that might run out and we worry about the sustainability and the longevity of certain resources that we might have. We say money doesn't grow on trees. We don't have enough people. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "As-sabru matiyatun la takbu." Sabr is the kind of resource that will never run out. It's a supply that never ends. Because as-sabru nisful iman. Sabr is half of our faith. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Wajadna khayra aishina as-sabr." That we found in our experience of living life that the greatest blessing that Allah gave us was that Allah gave us sabr. Allah gave us strength and conviction. Allah gave us courage and bravery. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to remain steadfast in the face of hardship and difficulty. And when we talk about this sabr, patience, and we look at it in the Qur'an, all the verses that we went through, we look at it from the words and the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like we just did. Sometimes we wonder if this is the stuff of legend, right? That it's kind of a myth. And we wonder if it's real. And maybe we've all had different moments in our own life where we saw opportunities for sabr. Maybe we've seen somebody else in our lives who demonstrated great sabr. But once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us this lesson. We as an entire ummah collectively are watching what's happening with our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is why I emphasized on the part that as-sabru min al-iman. As-sabru nisful iman. That the patience, the courage, the bravery, the strength, the stability, the serenity with which they bear the unthinkable, unspeakable horrors that are being unleashed upon them. It reminds us, if a person cannot take ibrah, lesson, from what is happening in front of us, then a person really needs to assess the condition of their heart. This is a reminder. This is a lesson being taught to all of us by those people, by our brothers and sisters there, of what sabr looks like, what strength looks like, what courage looks like, what bravery looks like. That while someone holds their lifeless child's body in their hands, the first word on their tongue is the name of Allah. That when a person is asked, what are you going to do? And they have the ability to remember Allah. That is the demonstration of what sabr actually looks like. And so, first and foremost, we make dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate their suffering. Amen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the oppression and the oppressors from them. Amen. Secondly, we need to really look inward. We need to look internally at ourselves. And we really need to assess our spiritual state and condition. And we need to learn a lesson in sabr, in strength, in faith, in conviction, in courage, from such examples. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim, wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bil ayati wa dhikri al-hakim. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iri al-muslimin, fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. قال الله عز وجل في كتابه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها واجنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وصلى الله تعالى على النبي الكريم قال الله تعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة